Christ Jesus, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord and our Savior. We greet you in that name that's above every other name in the vehicle right now, the infamous Patrick.
Hey guys, how are we doing?
So we are driving, we are talking about the things of God, and we always want to bring you in on the conversation when God quickens us to do so, because also, right now too, we are discussing satanic deceptions, and particularly, even the way that things creep around online. Okay, look. You guys, when you get out there, if you are attempting to engage in things online and you're attempting to access and talk to people and have these sort of internet communities, I want to encourage you, one, to be very careful, because 90% of the stuff that's out there is bad, is a trap, is stuff that you don't want to have anything to do with. And you need to be wise, you need to be smart, you need to be careful when you are doing things and you're going out there and you're engaging in stuff in the digital world. I mean, for us, I know for myself, my circles are very small. You know, when it comes to the people that I interact with, when it comes to people that, you know, I would open up to about certain things or talk to about certain things, because I've learned that, you know, not everybody that wants to be somebody that speaks into your life is actually good for you. Not everybody that is there that is vying to offer you help and support really has help and support as the desire and their motive for why they want to be involved. So you need to be careful, because part of Satan's strategy is to infiltrate. And to infiltrate into your life into different ways, different forms. And part of the desired infiltration is to compromise you, is to take you down, is to get something on you, is to put you into a place where you would not be able to do what God has for you to do. You'd not be the person God intended for you to be. And, you know, a lot of times, look, when people are out there, you know, the reason that a lot of you guys, you've taken to the net is because you've been hurt by religion and the religious systems. You've been hurt by a lot of these places and a lot of the things that people have done. So you've gone and you've tried to seek, you know, something in another place. But you got to understand that the same traps that are in the religious system are there times 20 online. And a lot of these people are scam artists and are deceitful workers and are people that are out there to... You don't know what you're dealing with when you get on the internet, okay? So, you know, look, one thing is take your time. Really test the spirits, and you know what? God will confirm to you those that are His and those that are not. But even with that, you need to be very careful, and you need to take your time, and you need to be careful of your engagement, and be careful of how you put yourself out there. Do not give away too much information about yourself. Don't put your credit card information, or don't give that kind of thing out to anybody, please. You know, don't do things like that. You know, be careful, be mindful, have some discernment, because, you know, if you don't do that, you're going to end up in one of a series of traps, and the devil is looking to try to take out people that are real, that are truth seekers. And, you know, those that are looking and that are seeking truth, the enemy lays traps. So this is why, too, whatever you do, you've got to do it with prayer. You've got to do it allowing the Spirit of God to give you discernment. And when He quickens you that something's not right, look, move on. And have no part. So you got to be careful with that. So that was just something that we were talking about. And that's a little bit of a public service announcement to you guys. Look, for us, with what we do here, look, we put this out there. It is there for you guys to access, to use. If it's a blessing to you, great. You know, if you got a problem with this, by all means, you know, just carry on. And if you do want to contact us, you know how to reach us. And we do try to get back to people. Actually, we've recently gotten back to everybody. It took us a little while, but we've actually gotten back to everybody that's written us last. And so we do try to get back to people, but, you know, it is what it is. So, you know, but our objective is we do what we do out of obedience, not for necessarily any kind of result. The results are what they are. But success for the follower of Christ is in obedience, not in the outcome, which is very different from the way the world works. The world says, okay, this is the world says the ends justify the means. So what the world will do is say, okay, you know, this is what they're trying to get towards. They're trying to get towards their new world order or their utopia or whatever it is. And so in order to reach that, they're going to say, so in order to get there, you can't make an egg without breaking you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs. That's their thought. So it's like, okay, we're going to hurt these people. We're going to destroy these people's lives. We're going to do this different stuff. And then whatever it is that, and then we're going to get to our utopia. But the end is they just create hell on earth as part of their service to the devil. No, for the follower of Christ, success is in the obedience. The outcome and the results, that's up to God. But you do what God asks for you to do, and you do that right now. You do that in this moment. You know, in this moment, now, today is the day of salvation. Jesus Christ is I Am. You know, right now, in this moment, you're either facing Him or you're turning away from Him. You're either pointing yourself towards the kingdom and the things of God and walking in step with Him, or you are turning yourself away from that. And you're turning to face yourself or your flesh or the world or whatever else, but you're turning away from that which is true, that which is right. And that's pretty much the way that people live and exist. You're facing one way or the other. So if you are facing Him, that's the path of life and freedom and liberty and truth. And if you're turning away from that, well, you're turning away to whatever else it is that would destroy you. His is the only way that there is life. His is the only way that there's truth. His is the only way that you will find peace. But, you know, even the peace that God offers, you know, it's that internal serenity amidst external turmoil. And it also comes on His terms. You know, and, you know, even in the middle of some of the most difficult things, you'll still have peace. You know, I think with, you know, some stuff even for myself over the last, you know, not too distant past, you know, even in the midst of difficult things, as long as I've been in step with God and as long as I've been doing the things that God has for me to do, inside, in the core of my being, there's been peace. And I know that. And you'll know that. If you are doing that which God has for you to do, even though everything around you might be swirling and people might be saying stuff and doing things, if you yourself inside are in step with God, you will have peace within the core of your being. And if you stop and if you still yourself, you'll realize that peace is there. The place that you need to actually put up your red flag is when you don't have that peace. It's when that peace is disturbed. Because Jesus gave us peace. So if that peace, and He says, I don't give like the world gives. So when He gives it and it's there. But if you don't have that peace, then you've got to ask a question. Why is that peace not there? Why is the peace of God now becoming distant from you? What's taking place in your life that the peace of God is now being disrupted? And that should be your safety valve. That should be the thing that you should start asking questions. And what you got to do too is you got to sometimes go back and say, okay, when was the last time that I was actually walking in peace? What was going on? When did I get off the track? Or what happened? You know, sometimes God will have given you an instruction and you just haven't gone forward with it. And because you haven't gone forward with it, you know, look, you know, when He gives you an instruction, you just got to learn to do. Because when you do, the He knows what's going on. He sees the bigger picture. See, you and I, we only see one picture in the frame of the movie. But God sees the whole thing. So you may not see how your action today will affect 20, 30, 40 things further down the line. But God knows. So even like when David was writing the Psalms, and he was writing things that Jesus would later quote. When Isaiah was writing in the book, and Jesus then was reading it later, you know, when he was in the temple. When he read, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news unto the poor, to set at liberty the captive. I mean, when Jesus was preaching that word, Isaiah didn't know what that was all about when he was writing it. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him to write that. So that when Jesus, in God's perfect timing, when the scroll was unrolled and that came to fulfillment, and Jesus said, today in your hearing, this scripture has now come to fulfillment. Jesus, the way was being made for God's grander purpose, the mystery of God to be unfolded. You don't know what your life and the purpose and the reason for your existence, you don't know what eternal consequence, positive consequence will be there from you being simply obedient. You just need to obey. And if you would obey, you can trust that. Look, when just think about your body, right? All of our body gets the messages from the head. We are part of the body of Christ. The head is Christ Jesus. In your own physical body, if you've got an itch, say on your shoulder, you've got an itch, you know, by your collarbone, and you've got an arm that you know that's somewhere else, and the head tells to the arm, hey, arm, move over and go itch your collarbone. Now, if the arm doesn't know what's going on with the collarbone, it's just got to trust the messages that are coming from the head. And the arm doesn't know what's going on with the collarbone, and your collarbone doesn't know what's going on with the arm. But if they both follow the message coming from the head, everything will be fine. You don't know what's necessarily going on, but you need to trust what God is saying to you, and you need to learn to obey and to stay in step. This is very important for you in the day and the age that you live in right now. You need to learn to walk with Him. You need to learn to live in obedience to Him. And obey quickly. You know, don't delay. Because the other side of it too is when you delay, you know, and in fact, I know we talked about this recently on another audio, and I think the reason that God is having us to say this again is because there's some of you guys that are listening in that God has spoken to you very specifically about doing some things, and you are delaying in it still. Stop delaying. The only one that's getting hurt by this is you. Don't delay. Just move on what God has told you to do and trust Him in that. The outcome, He will take care of it. You know, the reason that many times we miss what God is doing is because we don't trust Him. When you trust Him, you will see the glory of God. When you trust Him, He will carry you through. Pat, what you thinking, man?
I'm on the same line. I think people really, really need to be careful of when they join, like when they go online and seek help and everything else, because you don't know who are the people on the other end. You know, so many times, like, you know, I'm sure people have heard about some of the scam that, you know, you get all the time on emails. You know, respond to me with your banking account, and there's $1 million that I can unlock and give money. Like, there's so many of those scams out there, you know, and that just in the world itself. Imagine now when you are, you know, in any kind of, like, with Christian, you don't know who are the people on the other side. It could be the enemy that just try to hide themselves there and try to pretend they're something that they're not, right? And people get hurt a lot of times. They get their feeling hurt because a lot of time people join into these sites or forum because they're hurt and they want an answer, but it may not be that the best place to get an answer, you know. And God always speaks to us about, you know, come to me, go to him for answers, go to him for advice. You know, go to him because he speaks to us. You know, we just gotta be willing to to listen to him. And I think that brings up something else that people need to start hearing from God, God only, and not the outside voice. Because within ourselves, we have so many voices that can talk sometimes. So many voices. But we need to know God's voice. You know, I'm sure parents, I mean, there's parents that are, that listen to our, to our talks. You know, parents know their children's voice, and children know the parents' voice. So when the parents or the children are talking to like one another, they recognize that voice, and they know who they're addressing themselves to. And the same thing is for us too. We need to know a father's voice. We need to know when he speaks to us. And when it's not him, we need to, you know, be like, okay, this is not God. This is something else, you know. And that something else is trying to bring me to a different path that it's not right. Because God wants us to walk with him all the time. You know, he wants us to ask him for everything, for all of our need. You know, all the things that we need, all the things we go through, all the times that we struggle with things that we need, and all the time that we are happy, that we are, you know, something great happened. We're like, man, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, you're great. You're awesome. You're good. You know, he wants to spend time with us. You know, he has sent us a great help, the Holy Spirit. And we just got to access these things. Access that. You know, a good way for people to start knowing his voice is to ask God. God speaks to me. Speak to my heart clearly. Speak to me clearly because I want to hear from you. You know? And the more we ask, the more he's going to speak to us. And it comes with prayer. Prayer, you know, the personal time we spend with him, you know, the praying and the reading, you know, the spiritual workouts that we have to do every single day. You know, I know that sometimes it is tough to go out, you know, when you wake up or before you go to bed, you know, to pray, you know, and we can use different time of the day to pray. You know, it doesn't always have to be in the morning, it doesn't always have to be at night. It can be while we're in the bus, while we're driving to work, while, you know, between our breaks, you know, sometimes even at work, you know. So never cease to pray and to talk to him, because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he wants us to be close to him. He really wants us to be close to him. So really implore and encourage people to seek after him. Seek after him first. Seek after him first, because he will never lead you astray. Never he will do that. Never God will do that. Never he will do that. I can guarantee that to the people that listen, because he cares so much about who we are. He cares so much about who we are. You know? So yeah, I just implore people to keep on seeking him. No matter what time it is, like during the day or the night, seek him first.
Amen. And you know, along those same lines too, look, when you're praying and you're directing yourself towards the Spirit, and you've got that sensitivity that comes from prayer, things will stand out to you much quicker and much more than when you're not in a place of prayer. You know, another thing too is read the Word. See, when you're reading the Word, when you're reading the Scriptures, what happens is that Word, when you're soaking your spirit, when you're soaking your mind with the Word of God, the Bible. The Bible is the Word of God. Jesus was the Word made flesh. So the Word of God, when you're soaking your mind with the Word, that Word will bear fruit in you. That Word will come back. And so, you know, many times what will happen... See, here's the thing too. You've got to also understand that the devil knows the Scriptures, but he will always misrepresent the Scriptures and twist them to his own end. So you see classic examples of that in like chapters like Luke chapter 4, where Jesus was being tempted by the devil, and the devil was using Scripture. And many times in these online communities, they will use Scripture and they will twist the Scriptures and they will try to cloak their wickedness in Scripture. But if you have the truth, and if you have the true Word in you, and the Spirit of God in you, the Spirit of God will quicken you, and something, you'll be like, you know, something is just not right. I don't know what it is. And usually what I've seen is there'll be like out of context Scripture, or something twisted, and then sort of something new agey, or something that then comes from like some humanistic place or some other spot, and there's always that you look for, then where's the punchline, where's the subtle manipulation, what is it that they're trying to get you? And there's usually something they're trying to get you to do, trying to get control, trying to get a hook into you, trying to get you to see and to think, okay, now this person is something that they're not. And look, these are long perfected strategies of the devil to try to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. If you've got the Spirit of God in you, you've got what you need. Jesus said that it's better for you that I go away, because once I go away, I'm going to send the Comforter. He's going to be with you. He's going to be in you, the Spirit of truth. And He's going to lead and guide you into all truth. So the Spirit of truth leads and guides you into all truth. So when something is not true, then carry on. Carry on. Move on. Keep going. Do not waste time. Do not waste time with people that don't deserve your time. They don't deserve... You know, there's people out there that are simply time wasters. Time wasters. Those ones are there too. Their goal is just to get you wrapped up into something. You do not need those in your life either. You need to carry on with the things of God. There's a scripture in Hebrews chapter 12, you know, that from the start, it's like, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us cast aside every weight and the sin that so easily entangles, and run the race that God set out for you. You know, have you ever tried to run with weight? I don't know. Pat, do you ever have ankle weights? You ever tried that?
Yes.
All right. So I've tried that before. Long time ago, wrestling days and little things. And if you run with weight,
it's
really difficult. And this is when the weight's actually designed to like be run with. It's difficult. It's much more difficult to run with weights, ankle weights, chest or body weights or whatever. It's much more difficult. And when somebody runs with weight, when they actually take the weight off and they run, they feel like the wind, because they're not, don't have that on them anymore. They feel explosive. And when you drop the weights that are on your life, you will feel incredible. And you will be able to run the race that God has for you without entanglement and without snare. Look, sin is a weight. Sin is a weight. And there's a lot of things that the devil tries to do to ensnare you that are all weights. That the purpose is to keep you from running the race that God has for you. But the advantage that you have is that God has put His Holy Spirit in you, that also gives you the power to put to death everything in your life that is not of God. You have the power to be different, to walk out of any situation that is not of God, to cut the ties, to do whatever it takes to be what God made you to be. You have that power. God has put that power in you. And so because of that, you do not have to be a slave. You do not have to be bound. You do not have to walk in something that God did not intend for you to walk in. So God's given us that so that we can be free. Jesus said, I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So Jesus is not playing hard to get. He came and died on the cross that you might have life and that you might be free. So He came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. So the fact that He's done that, He's done above and beyond what He needs to do on His side for us to be free. So now there's a role that you and I have to play. We have a part to play. So play your part. We play our parts. And in the part that we play, we then walk now in the abundant life that God has for us. So, you know, that's the main thing for this day. Pat, any closing words, man, for the guys?
Keep on keeping on.
Amen. Hey, we love you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can also reach us through our Facebook page. Search for Faith Mix, one word. You'll find us there. Hey, we love you guys. We're praying for you. Keep on keeping on. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you. Bye.